Music. Come and discover 10 musical groups from November 2nd to 7th at the legendary Club Balatou. Don't miss this free special evening show. More info on productionnuitdafrique.com.
Merci beaucoup, thank you very much.
Funky Revolutions, funky.
Funky Revolutions, funky.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Funky Revolutions,
whoa,
funky.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Funky Revolutions, funky. You are listening to Funky Revolutions.
Uy, sino wetu.
Joe Lacks, they better stop criticizing. I've heard of your story, which always ending your glory. Time is longer than rope. Now it's the loss of your own. Oh yeah. Don't you criticize. You know your name is Joe Lacks. One and watch the other, for you don't remember your brother. You think of yourself, and I know what else, my friend. But many people anger good people, that's what you say. Oh yeah, you want everybody down, but you cannot rule this town. What a man can swim, hither and everywhere.
On the Mothership Connection, Funky Revolutions. A second Delroy Wilson co-authored track with Lee Scratch Perry, Joe Lags. A song that Perry described as about people who just want to take and don't want to give. This version, though, from 1978, remixed through King's Tubby and, in fact, Prince Jammy. Delroy Wilson. Three tracks that he wrote during his tenure with Cox and Dodd in collaboration with Perry. Another battle track, as it were, which was a direct reply to Prince Buster's bad-minded people attacking the Cox and team and label. It was a response as if Buster was trying to steal Coxon's glory or leagues. On CKUT 90.3 FM, we continue in our second hour with part three, Lee Scratch Perry, the early production years. I kind of played what I wanted from the Cox and Dodd catalog and some of the songs that featured the early releases of Lee Perry as he developed his skills in the Cox and Dodd Studio One camp, beginning to engineer tracks. And it's actually kind of hard to go back in the catalog and see which of the tracks were engineered by Lee Perry among other engineers. But he recorded about 40 songs for Cox and Dodd before breaking up in 1966, not liking the pay and, not getting the glory I think he felt that he deserved. As I said earlier in the program, he would move on to work with a number of other up-and-coming producers for brief periods. And it's kind of in this period that I want to look before we get to the Upsetter label. As he's working with people like Johnson, Prince Buster, even though he'd been doing a diss track against him, Clancy Eccles, and then Joe Gibbs before collaborating to set up Upsetter Productions and then the Upsetter label. 1966 was an important year, not just for Lee Perry, as he begins to move away from Cox and Dodd and working with all these other producers, but it's also a moment where Jamaican popular music, as the author David Katz points out in People Funny Boy, the autobiography on Lee Scratch Perry, points out, is that popular music is moving from the frantic space of the ska area, giving way to a slower, more spacious rock steady. He writes, the big band jazz that ska was based on gave way to smaller studio-based ensembles. Rocksteady was thus marked by an increased emphasis on guitar and keyboards, while horn sections were diminished or dismissed, allowing for a less cluttered sound that mirrored aspects of American soul music, especially through an emphasis on vocal harmony. One of the first tracks that Lee Perry would record after moving away from Cox and Dodd was with Carl Johnson, a.k.a. Sir JJ, another producer in Kingston. The first track he would record was Give Me Justice, which was again a plea and a denunciation of his experience at Studio One with Cox and Dodd. Tracks that I want to look at now is he moves over to Clancy Eccles, among others, where he's going to continue doing engineering production work. But it's on that label that he will also begin to release and continue to release music. So almost with all of the producers, record label owners that he worked with in this period, 66 to 68, he would also release tracks featuring himself. This is Lee Perry on Clancy Eccles' label, Hey Mama.
When I shake the earthquake because I must overtake. Hey mama, mama, hey papa, papa, hey Chambalona. Hey mama, mama, hey papa, papa, hey Chambalona. I'm in no business with the white black man. I'm in no business what he want to plant. Me no come here to criticize. I'm not against a man who white. So I hate mama, mama, hey papa, papa, hey Chambalona. Hey mama, mama, hey papa, papa, hey Chambalona. Me no come here to mock and jeer. All I want is my little shield. Me no come here to control punk. I only come here to drink white rum. So I hate mama, mama, hey papa, papa, hey Chambalona. Hey mama, mama, hey papa, papa, hey Chambalona. Why? Yeah, yeah. The pure. Yeah. You're not busy with them.
Yeah.
What I got there, yeah. Can you still have it already? Yeah. You're walking out. Man to man is so unjust. You don't know who to trust. You can't even trust yourself. Are you will end up on an empty shelf. So hey mama, mama, hey papa, papa, hey Chambalona. Hey mama, mama, hey papa, papa, hey Chambalona. If you want to know your friend, wait until you reach the end. They will show you over again, and they will show you in the lion den. So, hey mama, mama, hey papa, papa, hey Chambalona.
I was meant for you, and you was meant for me.
Meant for Me, another of the Lee Perry tracks recorded and engineer produced by Clancy Eccles in his tenure there. About the second producer he would collaborate with, third, after moving away from Cox and Dodd. And it's at this point that he has a period, a very important period, working with Joe Gibbs, who's set up his own label. He's a little bit inexperienced and recognizes in Lee Perry really fine production skills. And Lee Perry will do most of his engineering work, production work, in the first 6-7 months of 1960, late 66, 67. And it gives us some of this music we're about to hear as Joe Gibbs begins to set up Amalgamated Records, his label. Before we get to that, though, it's at this point that he will produce a track for Lee Scratch Perry, which we've heard before, and gives him the name The Upsetter. And being upset was a common theme for Lee Perry in terms of some of his collaborators, former collaborators. But it, as we described, as he described in part one of our series, it was a double-edged sword. It was about rebellion as much as being an upsetting factor in the music industry. So remember, this is I Am the Upsetter. And then we get to some of the tracks that he helped produce for Joe Gibbs, including some of the early tracks that really mark this transition phase at this point from, you know, we've gone from ska through to rock steady to rockers and now into reggae music as we're entering 68-69. And some of these early tracks we'll hear with Joe Gibbs are included among some of the first real kind of more upbeat tracks from rock steady that getting us into reggae music on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. Remind us about the fundamental character, I Am the Upsetter, produced by Joe Gibbs. And it's at this point that as he's leaving Joe Gibbs, he's done the kind of work that is helping define this transition. We have a few tracks from the Amalgamated label when he was engineering there. Errol Dunkley is considered one of those songs that's really kind of representative of this transition. You Gonna Need Me, followed by Roy Shirley, The World Needs Love.
You're gonna need me. won't be funny. Get up and fight for your musical right.
Dean Special. Brother, you young or old, you're gonna let the good times roll. That's why we said it's special, really cool. Oh! Now you grab a girl, you call you a musical fan, you jump for musical joy. Love is cure, and love is pure. Love is something the doctors can cure. I jump with this pressure. I'm in the lead. East, west, north, or south. I'm best. I'm the best. Rock your rock. Woo! Chuck it to me, baby. I'm in the telling you. Now you got in the group and down the road. I saw. I sleep the bed every day. Wait now. That's why we say it's special. With exclusive musical sounds. Well, woo! You proper girl, call you a musical fan. I know you jump a musical joy. I'm gonna tell you. Ah! Wait now, wait. Everything called apostatic, or deep, it's your cooperation. That's why we say, you're special, everything real good.
Seems like the end. If you have flu-like or COVID-19-like symptoms, such as fever, cough, loss of taste or smell, or if you have been in contact with someone infected with the virus, it's essential to get tested and to follow isolation instructions, even if you're vaccinated. Screening remains one of the best ways to limit outbreaks. To find out more, visit quebec.ca/test-COVID-19. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Introducing the awaited debut album, Lydium, featuring original jazz compositions by Iranian-Canadian composer Behrouz Mihaka. Lydium is available now on all streaming platforms. Visit behrouzm.bandcamp.com to purchase a copy. You can find out more at behrouzmusic.com. That's behrouzmusic.com.
On Funky Revolutions, we had four tracks from the period that Lee Scratch Perry was producing engineering sessions, most of them at the beginning for Amalgamated Records, Joe Gibbs Productions in 1967-68. At the end there, the last track, The Dynamics with My Friends, and before that, Lynn Tate and the Jets, D's Special. As we're entering past Joe Gibbs, Lee Scratch Perry hooks up with two other engineers he'd worked with while he was at the West Indian record label, one of the important studios where many of the different producers would intermingle and record. And he would hook up with Linford, Andy Cap Anderson, and Barry Lambert to establish Upsetter Productions. And then a little while later would move on and set up the Upsetter Productions. From the Upsetter Productions, he would go to the Upsetter label and his own. And this is really the definitive period for about 10 years before he auto-destructs in 1979. I want to hear some of this music. He had continued to release his own music, instrumental music with the Upsetters, as well as producing hundreds, if not thousands, over the next 10 years of musicians, some who would stay for long periods. But as much of what was happening in Jamaica, musicians and groups would rotate and produce, collaborate, release singles, 45s, with a number of producers. On CKUT 90.3, we'll hear now the song that really kind of established and is considered also one of these transitory songs into the reggae upbeat vibes. Really gives you a sense of where Lee Scratch Perry is at as he strikes out on his own. And this is a diss now track that aims itself at Joe Gibbs. This is Lee Perry and the Upsetters with People Funny Boy.
All I've done for you, you don't remember that. tonight.
The Upsetters with Return of Django. Before that, Lee Perry and People Funny Boy. These tracks embrace the real transitory period and the founding of the Upsetter label and sound. The transition from rocksteady to reggae music and the establishment of Lee Perry as an important producer in Jamaica and internationally. Return of Django was Trojan Records, based in London, England's most successful track in its 10 years of releasing music. It would reach number 5 on the UK charts, staying on the charts for 15 weeks. Before that, People Funny Boy sold 60,000 copies in Jamaica and gave Lee Perry financial independence he hadn't had before. I want to look at this period, 68, 69, the music, the shifting sound, as Lee Perry begins to continue to explore his own vocal and musical stylings, as well as producing so many different independent artists, sometimes working once or twice with them, and some establishing long collaborations that would last into the next decade. The Upsetters at this period were also a transitory phase. At the beginning, Perry usually enlisted the Gladys All-Stars. They were a session group led by Gladstone Anderson. They had on bass Clifton Jackie Jackson, on guitar Linford Hugh Brown, Winston Brubeck Wright on organ, and Tin Legs Lloyd Adams on drums. However, in 69, at the end of this period we're looking at, he would be working with the Hippie Boys, which were Glenn Adams on keyboard, guitarist Alva Lewis and Randy Bop Williams, as well as on drums and bass, one of the essential cores that would become the Wailers, Carlton and Aston Family Barrett. One of the reasons he did this switch was, well, the flexibility in the music, But in early 69, Lee Perry went on tour because of the success of his records. And then with this last track that we heard, Return of Django, the Gladdy boys were unavailable, Gladdy's all-stars. And so he really shifted to working with the hippie boys as the Upsetters. And they would continue on until about 1971, when another phase of the Upsetters would be developed, when the Barrett Brothers would join and leave to go follow the Wailers. We now get into this 1968-69 period and the evolving sound of the Upsetter label and Perry's work. This is Sir Comic, Django Shoots First. Thank you. Perry with Soul Fire from this crucial period in the development of the sound. Before that, Sir Comic with Django Shoots First. In the late 60s, Perry recorded with a number of vocal groups, including the Ethiopians. The first vocal group, though, he would work with was the Mellotones. They had worked with Perry while he was engineering for Joe Gibbs. And when he set up Upsetter Label, they would have a number of songs with him, such as None Such Busted Me Bet, What a Botheration, which Willie Perry would rework a number of times. The last couple of tracks that they would release in 69 were, and 68 were retakes on that. Uncle Desmond, I'm Not a Winehead. Its rhythms would be used a number of times as Upsetter instrumentals. This is Uncle Desmond on CKUT 90.3 FM, Funky Revolutions.
Child. on any man wine. Not me, no, not me at all. Not me, no, not me. You got to get down, 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 down on your knees and pray. You got to get down, 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 down on your knees and change.
At the end of the set here on Funky Revolutions, the Inspirations, Love, Oh Love. They would be the second group, vocal group, that Lee Perry would begin working with. But right in the middle, some of the crucial music he began making in 69 with the Ethiopians. And we heard the track, Not Me. As I said, he worked with so many different artists over the years, and will continue exploring this period and those collaborations with various singers as we transition into the period to 1970-71 on part four next week on Funky Revolutions. I was Khalid, and it was a pleasure to be with you again this week. One of the differences that Perry had, one of the reasons he left Cox and Dodd, was Dodd's and the old school producers' refusals to embrace or even allow the recording of Rastafarian content in the music, even before reggae emerged in the late 60s. It's one of the reasons that Duke Reed's label and Treasure Island collapsed in the early 70s. We're going to end the program in our tribute to Lee Perry with one of these tracks in the early catalog that really exemplifies the emerging content, not just some of the rhythmic elements that was introduced into the music, even in ska, like buru drumming. This is Uroy's first track, introduced to Perry by Peter Tosh. It features Count Ozzie with his percussions. Reminding you as usual, free your mind, and our collective ass will follow. This is Rightful Ruler.
Kings of kings, lords of lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of God, mighty God, ever living God, earth's rightful ruler. Blessed be the man who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the ways of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. For I delight in the law of the Lord God, Selassie High. In his laws do I meditate day and night. Therefore I must be like a tree, and planted by the rivers of water, and bring forth fruit in due season. So shall not wither, and whatsoever I do it shall prosper. The weak out are not so, oh no, they are like the trough that the wind driveth away. Therefore no weak out shall stand in the judgment, nor no sinner of the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord God so high that he knoweth the ways of the righteous, and know that the ways of the weak out shall crumble and burn. But either lightning, earthquake, brimstone and fire to kill crumble and break all weak out conception for my creation continually. And to let thy righteousness cover the surface as the waters cover the sea. Dear ends from that Iowa until this Iowa. Heal for I. So high and so mighty.
بحبك قالت لي وحبي لك ماله مقدار.
Cinema Politica is thrilled to announce a special screening of the program Queer for Palestine on November 15 at 7 p.m. at La Sala Rossa. From intimate portrayal to experimental cinema, this program of queer shorts from Palestine and Lebanon examines the intersection of gender and sexual identity with the Palestinian liberation struggle. Co-curated with programmers from Regard Palestinien and co-presented with the Feminist Media Studio and the Palestinian Youth Movement, the event is part of Queer Cinema for Palestine, the first ever 10-day film festival celebrating global queer realities and standing in solidarity with Palestinians. The screening at La Sala Rossa will be followed by a discussion led by the Palestinian Youth Movement. All films will be available to stream online between November 15 and November 20th through queercinemaforpalestine.org. We hope to see you there.
CKUT 90.3 FM, Montreal.
Radio.
Sound waves in the air.
CKUT.
Montreal, Canada.
CKUT.
It's time to take sampling to a whole new level.
Pleasant good afternoon to you, Montreal. Welcome to West Indian Women. My name is Howard Carr.
And the co-host of the show.
Franca.
And along with the rest of the crew.
DJ Nicholas.
Special guest DJ. With the news,
Brian Amplified.
Welcome to West Indian Rhythms. On CKUT 90.3 FM, People's Station.